Benchwarmers, honored to be joined by Hall of Fame tight end Ozzie Newsome. Anyone still call you the Wizard of Oz?
Some people do. Some people do. And a lot of times when I sign autographs, they want the Wizard of Oz added to it.
All right. As a lifetime Brown and now as a Raven, be honest with us. How much do you hate Pittsburgh?
Oh, they're right up there with Auburn. You know, when you go to Alabama, you learn to hate Auburn. And if you play for the Browns and if you have a chance to work for Baltimore, Pittsburgh is just not a team that you like to root for.
We're on with Hall of Fame tight end Ozzie Newsome on KNSI. This is the Benchwarmers. And Ozzie, you're a Hall of Famer not only with the Browns, but also you're in the College Football Hall of Fame. Your alma mater just won the national championship last year, your Crimson Tide, and your first pick with the Ravens this year in the draft was a member of the Crimson Tide. How involved are you with the program down in Tuscaloosa?
Well, I have a son that's walking on there now as a defensive lineman. And, you know, I coached with Nick in Cleveland for 4 years on Belichick's staff, so I have a very good relationship with him, and the athletic director was the offensive coordinator when I was at Alabama. So I'll be heading there this weekend, as you well know, for not only to my hometown high school, but also I'll be going to Tuscaloosa to participate in a charity golf outing where we raise funds for the athletic department.
You know, my man here, Notch, just mentioned Upshaw that you guys took in the first round this year. Is he going to be the replacement for Terrell Suggs? And are you planning on having Suggs at any point in time this year?
Well, it's like Courtney said, you can't replace Suggs. And we do. We are hoping that he will be able to play the latter part of the season. But we'll know better about that once we get into September. You know, we drafted Courtney. Number one, he was the best player available when we picked at 35. But, you know, in that Terrell has gotten hurt, you know, it allows he and Paul Kruger, who was going to be competing with each other for that position opposite of Suggs, to both to get on the field.
Now, you drafted Suggs in 2003, one pick after my Vikings traded down with themselves from 7-9 to take Kevin Williams, and I was actually more upset about not drafting Suggs that year. But I heard that the Ravens were involved somehow in that Vikings draft issue, shall we say?
Yeah, we were. We were making a trade, had made the trade with the Vikings to move up, and we were going to take Byron Leftwich with that pick if we'd have made it. But at that time, there was only one number that you could call to confirm a trade, and Rob Brzezinski was on the phone talking to the league, and when I called, I got a busy signal, and by the time I was able to get to the league, you know, the time had passed, and someone had jumped ahead and picked. But since then, you know, the league has corrected that. You know, they have phones that roll over. But, yeah, and in that Jacksonville drafted Leftwich, we ended up drafting Suggs, and the rest is history.
KNSI, we are speaking with Hall of Famer Ozzie Newsome. What goes on in a war room, like when somebody takes the guy you guys were targeting? What's like the reaction? Is it disappointment, anger? What goes on in the Ravens draft?
Well, it's disappointment, but you know it is capable of happening because it has happened several times over the 16 years that we've been in the been doing this draft. So what you do, you know, you have your board lined up, and you're sat there, you're anticipating that this player is going to make it, and then you know there's a chance that the team in front of you could pick that player. So you got to have an option, have a backup plan. And the other thing that you can do, you can always trade out.
On KNSI, the Benchwarmers with Hall of Fame tight end Ozzie Newsome. And it's a great time to be a tight end in the NFL. Your performance back when you played speaks for itself. When you look at today's players, though, which tight ends, when you watch them play, remind you of you?
Well, you know, I guess Gates is probably a very athletic guy. Jimmy Graham is a very athletic guy. I mean, Gonzalez has been playing for, you know, a number of years, and, you know, he had similar type of athleticism. So those are the guys that are more athletes as far as the position is concerned are the ones that are similar to the way I played the game.
Shifting our attention to another position on the football field, not just mentioned the explosion of the tight end, a lot of people think the running back is being devalued. Now, you guys have a running back who obviously has been very good for you guys in Ray Rice. but he's not planning on showing up to camp. What do you think is going to happen with that contract situation, and what are your plans if he decides to hold out?
Well, I mean, hey, Ray has already said that he's going to be here. He's going to play in 2012. So, I mean, if he holds out for the first week of training camp or something like that, that's all part of the business. But he's going to play football this year. And I don't know whether, you know, you say running backs are devalued. I mean, I thought Cleveland did made a great choice in taking Trent with the third pick. I mean, if you get a running back with those type of skills, you know, the ability to run the football is still the key to winning football games in the National Football League.
Just for the record, Wood was complaining loudly before the draft about Trent Richardson. Just wanted to throw that out there. Let's talk about the offensive line. Two former Minnesota Vikings on the Ravens offensive line, Matt Burke, and a guy that was basically run out of town on a rail, Brian McKinney. How's he doing in Baltimore?
He's doing well. He's been involved in our offseason program from the very beginning. You know what? He's monitoring his weight. You know, right now he's weighing the same thing that he weighed in our championship game against New England. So he's looking forward to, you know, being a bigger part. You know, I think last year he played the most plays of anybody on the offensive side of the ball. So that speaks for Brian. And then, of course, Matt Burke is, you know, he's the wily veteran. He's been around for a long time, and he is the leader of the offensive line for us.
Hall of Fame tight end Ozzie Newsome is on with the Benchwarmers on KNSI. Ozzie, you've got no shortage of accolades in your career. You're set to pick up one more here in the near future. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. You know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame and Allstate Insurance is having a hometown Hall of Famer. And what it does, it allows the Hall of Fame, which is homed in Canton, Ohio, to be able to broaden its horizons a little bit. So they've, over the last 2 years, have been at least 50 or more Hall of Famers that have had the opportunity to have a plaque ceremony at their high school where they graduated. So it gets a chance to extend the Hall of Fame into some of the grassroots community where a lot of us played our game, and Allstate is a big sponsor of it.
Ozzie Newsome, an absolute honor to speak with you. I thank you for taking your time out of your day to join us. I think I speak for Browns fans everywhere when I say you'll always be a Brown fan, a Brown player to us.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I was just there on Monday, had a good time there, and you know what? There's only one team that I played for, and that was the Cleveland Browns.
Is there any chance you can trade us Haloti Ngata for nothing?
No, I already gave you a 6-round pick to get him. So
yeah, that was a great deal for us. Fantastic. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed
talking
Ozzie.